Michael Essie, Calgary, opening round, led some laps. That starts are on point, concrete starts. You're probably the only guy here that's actually done a lot of concrete starts before.
Almost in 2020, and we're still hitting concrete starts.
Yeah, I'm really not sure about that.
I mean, we're about to go into a whole another time. But you know what? Today was, man, it's hard to say. Like, it was a good day, bad day. Like, 4-4 led pretty much both motos to halfway, and just, man, I don't know, just started making mistakes, and the lap times dropped.
Yep.
I just have been putting in the work. So that's what's frustrating, is I have been putting in the work and the road bike and the gym, like doing my laps, and the intensity is just, it's just like something, just that little piece is missing, and just trying to figure it out.
This place has been good to you before. You've done well here, but also like last year, what didn't go so well? So you've had both sides of the coin here at Calgary. What do you think of the place?
Well, obviously the track is unique in itself, being downtown Calgary and by the city, so that's pretty cool. But it gets choppy, gets square edge, and the corners get super deep, like how they rip it. And then it's got like some sneaky lines where you could go outside, like way outside, like where you're like in no man's land. And dude, you can just keep momentum. And it's crazy that they're actually better.
Yeah.
So it's just
Phil had some of those in the second moto.
Yeah, he did. All the guys were riding good, man. Colt, Phil, and Thompson. Man, everybody's riding good. The intensity's there, and it's just, like I said, we just need that one little piece, and we're gonna be back, you know, on the podium and winning. So
is it a little bit of a bike issue, setup issue? Or like, did you fight it a little bit?
Well, the first moto, about the third, fourth lap, the back brake went out. So that just kind of is what it is, and I just rode it in and just be safe. I mean, it's hard to ride the bike properly with no back brakes. Yeah. So the second moto was good and was riding good. Lap times were good, and then I don't know, I just got hot, and the body literally just turned off. And no excuses, just need to figure it out.
Well, look at the positive. Starts were good and led laps. So starts, you know, yeah.
Starts are solid, and the intensity was solid. And like I said, right at about halfway that second moto, that's when the lap times dropped.
Right. Well,
so
fix that for next week, man.
Prince George, hopefully have some good weather and get back up top. I mean, it's another concrete start, so should be able to get good starts again, be up front, and just put myself in a position to be on the podium and win.
All right, thanks for doing this. Thanks.
That's ultimately all I can do. Like, I didn't come up here to be 4-4, 5-5, or I came here to win, at worst, be on the podium. And it just, I'm kind of mad, honestly.
Right. Well, drive that, use that motivation all week, right? And then come out next week.
That's right. Thanks again, Steve. I'll talk to you in a bit.
Thanks, man.
Yep.